Hello, I'm Janet.
And I'm Carrie.
And we are two girls
and a bottle of wine. Because men like boobs.
And girls like wine.
Yay.
Even keyboard boobs. That's awesome. I've never called them that.
Keyboard boobs.
And how do you make a keyboard boob?
I use parentheses and a dot and then a capital Y because, you know, push up bra.
Cleavage.
Brings them all nice together. And then another dot and another parentheses.
Very nice. Mm-hmm. You learn something new every day.
Yeah.
I've never done keyboard boobs.
I'm going to put keyboard boobs on your wall.
I love it. I'm excited. So we have Carrie McLeod back.
Thank you for having me.
We're not going to call you the Vodka Stiletto Princess anymore. That is done.
That is going away. I'm going to have a different name.
Right.
So I'll unveil it next week.
Awesome. Awesome. Mm-hmm. Next week.
Next week.
Because that's when your new blog is coming.
Yes.
Awesome. I'm so excited.
It'd be great. It'd be exciting.
Yes. Do you know what you're going to talk about, your first post?
Yes, I'm going to talk about the differences between men and women.
That's going to be
dating.
Much longer.
In dating and relationships. And I might make it a whole series because there's so many interesting things around it. Because in some ways, they are Mars and Venus. But in other ways, they're a lot closer together. More like, you know, cookie and cupcake, you know. So
cupcake.
I love the differences. The way they communicate is hilarious. And so I'm going to write about that. I think I might also write about women and the way that they compete with each other, too.
It's crazy.
Yes, it is.
Cattiness is not okay.
Mm-hmm.
I hate it.
Mm-hmm.
I hate it.
Mm-hmm.
I have lost some good girlfriends over cattiness. Just being silly.
I don't understand the competition that goes on between women because I love my female friends. And the competition that goes on between women are just... It's crazy.
It is. It's been a long time since I've lost female friends over that. It was like college. And
mm-hmm.
But yeah, it is. It is. So it's been about a month since you've been here.
Yes.
And so what's going on? What's new?
I've just been hanging out, waiting to be on here again.
Oh, wow.
Just kicking back. I was practicing drinking wine before I came back.
Nice. Yeah. And you were studying up on some Hollywood stuff. So what do you got?
Blake Shelton. I have Blake Shelton. That's all
about
I got.
Him.
So now I know two celebrities.
He exists.
I know George Clooney and I know Blake Shelton. And I'm going to get on Twitter for two reasons. One, because I'm told that's the way to market my blog is on
yes.
Twitter. I didn't understand how Twitter worked. So people are explaining it to me. And because Blake Shelton is hilarious. So
he is. Have you looked at his Twitter?
People have shown it to me. He's hilarious. And he's kind of hot.
He is. And I got to say, back in the day, if you pull up like pictures from when he first came out,
mm-hmm.
he kind of had the bug eye look.
Oh.
I think he's grown into his eyes. I don't know how to explain that, but he has.
No, I know what you mean. I do. I know what you mean. And,
like,
and
even when he started dating Miranda, I was a big Miranda fan since the beginning. And I was like, what is she doing?
Mm-hmm.
But then I started following him on Twitter and I started following his website. He used to have like Thursday, six at Thursday, and every Thursday it was like six of something else, like six people to follow on Twitter, six reasons to drink beer. Six,
oh, how fun.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. It was very brief, but it was videos, and he was hilarious. So when he got called to be on The Voice, I was like, yeah, that's a no-brainer. And now I'm like, he and Miranda are perfect.
Yeah, I still would, she's married to my husband now.
He's coming to Denver next month.
I did see that, and I have never, ever been to a country concert, so I think I might try to go. I think that would be great.
Never been to a country concert.
No.
You're going to Chase Rice, though.
I think so.
You're not sure?
No, I'm not sure.
I thought you committed already.
No, I didn't commit because I didn't have the money, so I did not commit to it, but I want to go, definitely. You know, country music... Even though the country I listen to,
Chase
I know
Rice.
It's not country.
Kimmy,
I know. I know. There's people
who are...
He's
not country. He's new.
So the music... Country. Yeah, the music that I listen to, the new country, that's new. Mm-hmm. I mean, I just started listening a year ago.
So you like Lainey Antebellum?
I do.
Do you like Blake Shelton's music?
I do.
Okay, good.
Mm-hmm.
You like Chase Rice's music?
I do. You introduced me to that.
I know. Steve kind of like told me to stop. He's like, enough Chase Rice.
Yeah, I saw that on your page. And then I went and checked. And, of course, the first thing I thought, because I'm shallow, is, oh, he's hot.
He is.
He and is really hot.
Have you researched him? He's got some history for it. He's like 20-something.
Yeah, he's young.
And he played college football, North Carolina. He was, like, supposed to do really well, but hurt himself.
Mm-hmm.
Then he was on Survivor. I don't know how well he did in Survivors because I don't watch it. And then he worked on a NASCAR pit crew. And then he wrote Cruise.
Very and now cool. He's,
his new album, which is coming out sometime this month, I want to say it's probably next week, mm-hmm. August 15th, was at the number one of iTunes downloads the day it...
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Was beating everyone in country that already had their album released. And his was a pre-order.
That is very cool. Here's what I like about listening to country too, is because I'm so new to it.
Mm-hmm.
I just know I like something.
Right.
And so I listen to it. Generally, the way that I hear different country songs is Pandora.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, oh, I like this song. I download it. You know, I don't know if it's cool. I don't know if right. I'm supposed to like it. I don't care. I just know I like it. Mm-hmm. Whereas, you know, I grew up with rock music. And so there are some bands that I like just because I was supposed to.
Like
Journey, Def Leppard,
right?
Metallica. I mean, I don't like them, mm-hmm. you know. I just, it's fine. So many people like them, but I was supposed to like them. So right. That's why I did, you know, it was the cool thing to do. So it was cool. You were supposed to love Journey when I was, mm-hmm. yeah, I'm older than you. So, you know,
no.
You were supposed to, I am. You were supposed to love Journey, and you were supposed to love Def Leppard, especially when the drummer lost his arm. Then you were absolutely supposed to love them. And you were supposed to love Metallica if you listened to heavy metal, and I just didn't like them. You know?
I like their Sandman song.
Yeah, that's about it. And then, you know, I just wasn't a big fan. And partly because I saw them, you know, after the Gold Rush. I don't know what it's called now. I think it's closed down. But
it was the Grizzly Rock mm-hmm. for a moment. I was a waitress there.
Yeah, I remember that. So way, way back. I was in my 20s and they were in town and they were in there.
Mm-hmm.
Just jerks. I hope they don't listen to this.
I'm sure they don't. If they do, will you email me? Just to let me know so I can die.
Yeah. Don't let that Carrie girl on there again because she hates us. No, they were total jerks. They were
everyone
just very full
right
of themselves.
Their opinion.
Yeah.
I hate when I hear about that. Working at the Grizzly Rose for as long as I did, and I still fill in from time to time, I would always like ask the stage guys, like, was so-and-so nice because I really like them.
Mm-hmm.
And they would be honest with me, and sometimes it wasn't what I wanted to hear.
Right,
but it would kind of like, I'd be like, okay, that sucks.
Yeah.
Next.
Yeah.
Because I'm not the one, I don't like people because you're supposed to.
Mm-hmm.
Garth Brooks, he has some good songs, but I don't love him mm-hmm. like people do, and I don't understand it.
Right.
But I remember in sixth grade, you know, he was popular, and I was like, Garth Brooks, what about Clint Black? Like, who is this Garth Brooks guy?
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, even with Miranda, like, I didn't watch her on Nashville Star, but as soon as I heard Kerosene, I was like, who is this blonde? She's amazing. Fell in love with her. Eric mm-hmm. Church, same thing. Like, back to Pink Lines.
Right.
I like them before everyone else does, and then when they become popular, if they become assholes, then I drop them, which I haven't with Eric and Miranda because mm-hmm. I think they're both really, really cool. So, I'm like the opposite. I like to fall in fandom mm-hmm. before they're popular.
Right.
Before you have to pay $50 to $70 a ticket.
Right. Yeah, now I like something because I like it.
Mm-hmm.
You know? It's that simple.
Same way.
Took a while to mature.
No more peer pressure.
Mm-hmm.
So we were talking before we started recording about books. And so I've been asking all of my... like guests about, you know, what's on repeat in their iPod or mm-hmm. whatever they use to listen to music these days. And so I want to ask you, what are your top five all-time favorite books? I know that's a lot, but because I don't have people to talk to about books, that's why you get thrown five.
Five all-time favorite books.
Mm-hmm.
That's tough because I seriously read about 130 books a year.
That's crazy. I it'll be good if I get to two.
I would say for entertainment, probably one of my favorite was The Stand by Stephen King.
Okay.
It's sad that still his greatest book was written in the 70s. I think it was the 70s.
Good literature is like timeless. Isn't that what I hear?
Absolutely. Pride and Prejudice.
Okay.
We have to come back to this because okay, so I do read so much that right. it's hard to pick just five.
Yeah. Okay. All right. To be continued.
Okay. Thank you.
So you have been posting this last week.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was Thursday that you had a really bad day at work and you brought it home with you.
Mm-hmm. I had a bad week.
Yeah. This weekend you posted that your beau decided to work all weekend to avoid you. And
In the safe zone.
I could totally relate. Mm-hmm. I have come home very, very stressed, especially in the last 6 months probably at work. And I just come home and poor Steve. I just unleash. And even my coworkers, like, I'm like, sorry, you're closest to me. You're going to get the brunt. Mm-hmm. It's called my stress bullets.
Mm-hmm.
Back away if you don't want them. But that's not right. We were talking about this earlier.
Right.
It's not right.
Right.
We know as soon as something leaves our mouth, like, you want to grab those words back. Be like, no, that's not your fault. That is mm-hmm. my stress bullet.
Mm-hmm.
So I found a list of ways to prevent
bringing this list.
That stress from work home. Mm-hmm. And there's some steps you can take. It's not like, you know, walk through the door and you must leave it all outside. That's impossible.
Right.
Because I get home and I'm just like, brah, you wouldn't believe. Oh, my gosh. And he doesn't know or understand what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So starting off, it says to limit the stress talk. So limit the amount of time you discuss what's stressing you. So you can come home, vent, but then stop yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm really bad about that. I'll just go on for hours. I can't believe it. And he's like, I know, you already said that.
Yeah, and it's not my normal behavior. It's truly not. I'm one that closes up a little bit more
mm-hmm.
when I'm stressed or I'm angry. I unleash it, though, when I do.
Right.
I really unleash it. And everybody around me knows that I'm stressed and I'm pissed off. And
yeah, I think my coworkers have got it. After mm-hmm. a couple of years, they get it.
Mm-hmm.
They just avoid me.
Mm-hmm.
So just keep the conversation brief when it comes to the stress. Move on to something else. So what I've been trying to do is just stop and be like, so how was your day?
Mm-hmm.
You know, just move on. What's going on in your world?
Exactly.
What about you?
Well, I think that's a huge piece. I think another thing about me, too, is if I'm going through a great deal of stress, a lot of times focusing my energy on somebody else, mm-hmm. you know, what you said, you know, how was your day? What's going on in your life? You know, sometimes just that lifting somebody else,
mm-hmm.
you know, helping them, that can help you. Another thing that I do is, you know, like last week, I didn't make it to the gym. A couple days after work,
mm-hmm.
that's a good transition for me.
Yes.
You know, getting in there, getting that workout.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really, really good transition. I didn't last Wednesday or Thursday. And then it was just particularly hard. But there's some things I absolutely do. I pretty much, most of the time, keep work at work
mm-hmm.
and home at home. A friend of mine, this might really work for you too. A friend of mine, what she does is the symbolizing, my friend Susan. So she has this box that's up on the shelf in her house, and that's called her work stuff.
Okay.
You know, there's nothing really in it. It's mm-hmm. just called her work stuff, you know. So she pulls out the box and she acts like she's throwing in her work stuff, and she puts it up there and she'll start talking and wait, that's up there. We're not even going to deal with that. That's up there. And it actually, the whole symbolizing works. Mm-hmm. Another thing that she does too is like she has like this little trash can as soon as she walks in the door and she and pieces of paper next to it and she can write what she's pissed off about. Throw it in there. Okay, nice. It's done. It helps to separate. I think sometimes mm-hmm. just that symbolizing, the symbolism helps you to transition.
That's a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So do you want to talk about your favorite of this list or... something that jumped out at you or
my favorite of the list? I think the disconnect electronically.
Huge.
That is huge.
Huge. Do you have a work phone?
No.
Oh, you're blessed.
But I have my, you know, my work email and stuff on my phone.
Oh, why would you do that?
Because I'm stupid.
I didn't say that, and I didn't imply that.
No, but I am.
Take that off.
I do a pretty good job of not checking it over the weekend. I do a pretty good job of that. But disconnecting, you know, you can pretty much tell as soon as we're settled, we've had dinner, Zach is off work. You can pretty much tell because you won't see me on Facebook. You won't.
Right.
It's done. And I literally turn it off. You know, so I turn my phone off. I hardly ever have my iPad or my laptop out at home anyway. Anything that I do, I just do on my phone. So I turn that off. I think that's huge. It helps you to just, you know, bond with your family and, you know, your significant other, whatever, read a book. That's beneficial to me. But then, like I said, too, working out is huge. You know, getting that exercise in at the end of the day, that's big.
See, I'm a big workout in the morning.
Yeah, and I always was, too. But and then for a while, and now I can't. Just the way my schedule works, I just can't. So I mostly go, there's a couple of days a week I can go in the morning. And then I mostly go after work. What I used to do was I'd walk to and from work. That was a good transition.
Oh, I bet. Not close enough. Dang it.
Yeah, now I'm just too lazy. I don't feel like I'm.
Let's see. Some others on the list, and I'll probably share this when I post it. Balance the negative with positive. Listen as much as you talk. Find a friend to vent to. I have found that to be quite awesome. Because one of my best friends, she has the family and very busy. We try and get together once a month. That's our goal. Mm-hmm. And so she doesn't have to hear it as constant as Steve does. So when I do get to vent to her, it does feel awesome. And she's not.
I have the girlfriend at work.
Mm-hmm.
So, and we don't like the same, we hate the same people, which is very helpful. And we get frustrated at the same things. And, you know, so I always have that person to vent to. I have really great colleagues too. I just do. I have really fantastic people I can vent to, I can talk to. That's helpful. I really like the balance, the negative with the positive. That's yes. Something that's huge with me is I'm always trying to look for the silver lining.
You have to.
Mm-hmm.
There is always something positive to come out of every situation.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Even if it's just a lesson learned, you know, there is always something good that comes out of any situation.
You might have to stop and evaluate and search, but it's there.
Absolutely.
It's definitely there. A lot of times I like to escape. Escapism is huge for me. I didn't know that word until I started dating Steve. And I'm like, well, I like to go to concerts. I like to read books. At the time, I had more time. I like movies. And he's like, you're just escaping. I'm like, yes. Yes,
it's I okay am. To escape, I think.
And I think a big thing coming up that I'm really excited about is 50 Shades of Grey. And I was warned on Facebook not to bring this up to you. So we did a little, I wanted to find out what was going on. And I really like your reasoning behind not liking 50 Shades of Grey. It's nothing that I've heard before. You're a writer. You have a blog. There's going to be a brand new blog coming out. And so tell us why you don't like 50 Shades of Grey.
You want both reasons?
The one you can share.
Well, I can actually share both. But the biggest is, you know, I read a lot.
130 books a year.
About 130 books a year. I read all the time. I have Kindle on my phone. If I'm waiting in line, if I'm waiting anywhere, if I'm sitting in the drive-thru, wait until it's my turn, I'm reading. And she's just not a very talented writer. And so that's very frustrating to me.
Her name is E.L. James.
Yeah, E.L. James. I just don't think she's a very talented writer. I think that's the big thing.
And that's crazy.
And then I think it's impressionable for some younger women.
And I hadn't thought of that either, just because it's just entertainment to me.
Right.
Again, I'm not a writer, so I'm not going to be able to catch the fact that it's, and what did you, your example of how badly it's written?
Oh, we counted 67 times in the first book. She said, oh my. Oh,
and that
my.
Was during.
And he did this. Oh my. And I was thinking, I don't think I've ever said, oh my, during sex. I'll say a lot of things during sex, but I don't think I've ever said, oh my.
And you're an educated person when you come out with this opinion. Talk about how you know, like, you've done your research on this author.
Yeah, she, I always like to know who I'm reading.
And that's Very smart of you.
I do like to know. I like to know a little bit about how they came across this, how they started writing. And it was just fan fiction. It was Twilight fan fiction. And I always thought that was bizarre because her age, she's 51 now. Mm-hmm. When did it come out? 4 years ago? Something like that.
Yeah.
So, you know, she was older than me, and she was writing this on Twilight fan fiction pages. I don't know. I just thought that was creepy. She's like hanging out with these teenagers on a fan board. SM. You know, and excuse me. I know there's a lot of people who really, really love it. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of the same thing with, although Harry Potter, I think, is very well written, the whole series, very well written. But at the same time, Harry Potter got people reading. That was, you know, it got kids reading. You know, my son started reading because of Harry Potter. So maybe, you know, maybe that's a benefit too, though, is that I know a lot of women who are not readers, but they got into 50 Shades of Grey, and now they're picking up some other books here and there. And I think reading is just more people should read.
More people should read.
Mm-hmm.
I like
and
that.
This is a writer saying this, so of course more people should read.
Last week you listened. What deodorant are you using currently?
Secret. I use the Secret, and it smells really pretty.
Which one?
And it's the clear mm-hmm. Secret. I like the different ones, but I think I like that tropical one. It smells like, hopefully it's working.
I know, right?
Is it working?
I have decided I'm going to ask all my guests that, because women don't talk about that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And I am on the search for my next deodorant. Still haven't found it. Trying different things.
Yeah, I've been using this one for a long time. I'm pretty happy with it.
And Woman Crush of the Week. It's a new thing. This is week number two. Mine is Tavy Given Soap. Is that how you pronounce it?
I'm not sure if that's how you pronounce
it. G-E-V-I-N-S-O. I had never heard of this person, but when I was, I was reading online and her name came up and I Googled. She is the editor-in-chief of Rookie Magazine, which I'd never heard of. She's 18 years old currently. She is from Illinois, and she came to public attention at the age of 12 because of her fashion blog, Style Rookie. 12 years old. Mm-hmm. When did you start writing?
I've always wrote. You know, of course, we didn't have that kind of medium, but I started writing probably 5.
Wow.
That was, you know, keeping a diary.
Well, we're going to call her Tavy. By the age of 15, she had shifted her focus to pop culture and feminist discussion. She is the founder and editor-in-chief of the online Rookie magazine, aimed primarily at teenage girls. In both 2011 and 2012, she appeared on Forbes 30 Under 30 in Media List. Her best quote, "I wanted to start a website for teenage girls that was not kind of this one-dimensional strong character empowerment thing, because one thing that can be very alienating about a misconception of feminism is that girls then think that to be feminist, they have to live up to being perfectly consistent in their beliefs, never being insecure, never having doubts, having all the answers. And this is not true. And actually recognizing all the contradictions I was feeling became easier once I realized that feminism was not a rule book, but a discussion, a conversation, and a process."
Mm-hmm.
It's a long quote, but
she's amazing, though. She is. She's truly amazing. So she's going to be my girl. I'm just going to steal her from you. Sorry. She's my
girl crush.
Crush
the week.
No, she's amazing. And I've checked out her blog before.
You have?
Yeah.
You have heard of her?
Yeah, I have heard of her. Okay. I love her ideas of feminism. And I love the idea that it's a discussion. I think a lot of women get turned off to the idea of feminism because I think some are these military type of feminists that are
scary.
Yeah, and I think some of them are like anti-man,
and that's what you think of.
Yeah, and if you like anything that is, because they're the noisier ones.
Mm-hmm.
So if you like anything that's, I like to get my nails done. I like to wear makeup. I like to wear high heels. I like all that stuff. I still believe in equal pay. I also like chivalry. Doesn't mean I love when a man holds the door open for me and picks up the check. I love that. Oh, there's a lot of this feminist idea that you can't do that. You know, you have to have this rigid set of rules. And so I love the way that she empowers young girls. She gets them thinking about other things. She also gets them thinking about you can be a girl and still be empowered. So she's a pretty amazing kid. I mean, she's 18.
She's a kid.
And she is very, very, she's pretty spectacular. She really is. And she hits all perspectives. She has guest writers, lots of times guest writers. She has a kind of like a Dear Diary. It's like an advice column sort of thing. Mm-hmm. She's pretty amazing. She's a really incredible.
And as a writer, that's huge that you're complimenting another writer.
She's truly amazing. She is very, we're going to see really great things out of her. Truly, truly exciting. Great things.
So watch her, and I'll post her name in the description so people can find her and her blog. So speaking of girliness, how about some fashion fixes? I found this article about fashion emergency fixes, and some of these are pretty like genius ideas that I have never heard of.
How I do you? All of these.
You do?
Except I don't do, so a Sharpie for holy tights. So if you're wearing, you know, you shift your tights around, it doesn't work. It just doesn't. I what I do for, you know, I don't wear tights or pantyhose in the summertime. In the wintertime, though, I always have extra pairs in my desk.
There you go. That's smart.
Yeah.
Very smart.
Mm-hmm.
Duct tape for a ripped hem. I've never done that. You've done that?
Yeah.
I have heard that everyone should carry duct tape in their car, in their office. Just constantly have duct tape around.
It's, you know, and if you're a man, it's your first aid kit. You know,
right.
Bust your head open, just duct tape it.
Candle wax for a stuck zipper. Just grab a candlestick and run the wax along the teeth to lubricate things. Other items you can use, the graphite of a pencil, soap, clear chapstick, or petroleum jelly.
I have chapstick that's just for that.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You are so smart, Carrie. Wow. All right. A hair dryer for wrinkled clothes. I think that would be way too time consuming.
It is way too time consuming. You know what does work, though, for most fabrics is, you know, how you steam up the bathroom when you take a shower. Just hang it up in there. You know, just hang, you know, like a blouse or something. Just hang it in that steam. That works.
A pencil eraser for a lost earring back. Break one off of your number two and just stick the post through. I remember throwing earrings away because I was out and about and I just didn't have time to mess with it. That was so dumb. And then a hanger foam liner for deodorant marks.
That one I don't do because, you know, I use Secret. That's
right.
Yeah.
Or if I do get the marks, I do use like a dry towel. For the longest time, I try a wet towel and that's stupid because deodorant's made to repel wetness. And then deodorant for slippery new shoes to keep your feet from slipping in the new shoes. Causing blisters, use a little clear deodorant on the areas your blisters usually occur. I didn't think of any of this stuff. What else do you got in your pocket full of knowledge?
That deodorant thing also works, like, you know, for people who chafe. Like, you know, when I run, you know, I'll wear like a tank top and then for some reason right under my arm right here. So I put deodorant down there too, or petroleum jelly.
Okay.
So I do that. There was one I was just thinking of as you were reading this and I completely forgot it.
That happens. You got to grab them. I know. Just throw them out.
Well, you're like, stop. Yeah. And at my age, seriously, you have to write. Okay. I got to write this thought down now. Yeah. I don't remember what it was.
Have you thought of any more books?
No.
No. So you'll come back next time? Because you're going to come back, right?
I'll come back with a list. Next time, tell me. It's bringing a list.
No, I like surprising people.
I know.
Like, I send out these notes every week, and I rarely follow them.
See, and you did say, though, what's on your playlist, and so I was kind of prepared for that.
I'm so sorry.
That's okay.
When we started talking about books, I'm like, oh, she's way above music. What's on your playlist? what is on repeat?
It's so eclectic. So I have like a, you know, my running list. And they're like
that's
always
what
the
you
same.
Run to.
Yeah. They're always the same songs. I never ever listen to them outside. But those are things like Jamiroquai, Madcon. You know, they're good running songs. Some Madonna songs are good running songs. Yeah.
So I'm gonna have to Google. I'm like, Madonna, I've heard of.
S3, good running songs. I like certain beats to run to.
You know what I like to do when I'm running is listen to, like, Chase Rice concerts coming up. I'll listen to his upbeat songs because mm-hmm. I'll think about what I'm going to wear that night. And will I look cute in it if I'm fat? No. It's so superficial.
I probably am not even actually listening to this song. I like the beat. Mm-hmm. So I don't really listen to those any other time. But on my playlist right now is probably their country songs that I play a lot.
Which ones?
I like Song About a Girl.
Oh, that's a good song. Who sings that?
Eric Paisley.
Yes.
I like a Bartender. Mm-hmm. Lady A.
I didn't know who that was the first time I heard it. I had to Shazam it. I'm like, who's singing this song? I'm like, that's Lady Antebellum.
Yeah, I like that song. Lee Bryce.
Oh, he is a panty drop. Like every song. Have you listened to a bunch of his songs?
No.
Every song he writes is a panty dropper. I'm like, why won't my boyfriend think like that? And have you seen Lee Bryce? He's this burly looking man, beard, not.
Yeah.
You should listen to some more Lee Bryce.
Okay. I right now, all I have is I Don't Dance.
Yeah. You should get on YouTube. Love that. And just pull up the Lee Bryce channel and go to town because you'll be like, wow.
And then I repeat a Slash song a lot.
Which one?
Rocket Queen.
Okay.
But live on YouTube.
Okay. It has to be live on YouTube.
Because his guitar is so amazing in it. So, and then, I don't know. I don't repeat a lot of songs. And my Pandora is crazy. Seriously.
I like Spotify.
That's what Amber says. She says you should get Spotify. I'm like, I'm used to Pandora. And it's insane. Seriously. So I have, and I only listen to it at work, but I have like Frank Sinatra and maybe Brian Setzer and
some Pantera.
Yeah.
Or not Pantera.
Yeah. No. I have Pantera and some Van Halen, and I'll have some Madonna and some Michael Jackson. And, you know, it never fails. So, like, a real, real conservative doctor will come into my office when, like, Cowboys from Hell is playing.
Of course.
Yeah. It's never when, like, you know, Frank Sinatra or a Tony Bennett song is on. No.
Oh, my word. I've never had to do that before. So we had to take a break because Janet here, that's me, had to take a potty break. That has never happened before. I probably forgot like the last minute that you were talking because I was thinking, oh, my gosh, can I make it? Can I wait? Can I make it? Nope, I can't. So I'm like, pause. I'm so embarrassed.
For me, it's always very inopportune times that.
You were talking about a meeting. Mm-hmm. You were in a meeting?
Yeah, I was in a meeting. It's part of the meeting. The meetings kept going over, and we were half an hour in, probably still another 45 minutes, and yeah.
Did you excuse yourself finally?
Eventually, I had to.
It was
pee on the floor or
I know, or right?
Leave.
And you've only been here twice. We're not at that level yet. I'm not ready to pee on the floor in front of you. I hate when it happens at movies. Because I'm always afraid I'm going to miss something.
Mm-hmm.
One of the Twilight movies, it happened to me. That was the last time. I forget which one. There were three, so it was the second one. And I was just like, I didn't miss anything crazy, I don't think.
I never minded too much at the movies. My son, though, we went to see Star Wars, and it's probably still 20 minutes till the end, and he's on the edge of his seat, and he's doing this rocking. He's like, Mom, is it almost over? Is it almost over? I'm like, just go to the bathroom, Skylar. No, I don't want to miss any. And then as soon as it was over, he flew out of the theater.
That's, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't had to take a break in the middle in a long time, but I have been to that point. We went and saw, excuse me. Oh my gosh, it was a longer movie, but it didn't feel longer. It was a recent movie. I may have talked about it on my podcast.
I don't know.
Dang it. Wish I was there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was a longer movie, and it did not feel like a long movie, but my bladder was like, hey.
This is a long movie.
Yeah. And I ran out, beelined it for the bathroom. All right, so I found an article, and I've had this on the notes for the last couple of shows, and we always run out of time, and I think that is meant to be because you said it really hit home.
It did.
And it's the difference between what a fake girl is and a real girl.
Mm-hmm.
So if all the girls out there, and probably guys too, they probably don't notice or care as much. But we have those girls that have crossed our paths, and they're just flaky as can be.
Yeah, not I don't think I substance. Necessarily think of them in terms of fake girls or real girls. I think of them more in terms of real friends and fake friends. Mm-hmm. Actually, I've had several conversations, a lengthy conversation with my friend Longshot this week, where we talked about the women, the female competition, mm-hmm. you know? And it always goes on. You know, it doesn't matter how old you get. It still happens. It still goes on. And it's fascinating to watch. But the thing that we have talked about is, you know, when men are friends with other men, they pretty much know they're friends.
Right.
That's not always the case with women, between women.
Have you tried to explain that to men? Because it's impossible.
Yeah, I think they don't always understand it because they don't have to deal with that.
Right.
Men don't become friends with other men to size them up or mm-hmm. see what sort of threat they are. They don't do that. I mean,
they're either friends or they're not.
Exactly. They're friends or they're not. And sometimes their relationships are hilarious. I think some the male friendships are really, really funny. You know, there's one time I was with Zach, and he was so excited. He's seen this guy they hadn't seen in a long time, and they're talking car stuff that I, you know, they do that, and I'm just hearing manum, do,
yeah.
do, you know, but they're talking, and he's like so, you know, he's not a real extroverted person. He's like so excited. There's all this animated conversation going on between them, and then after he's like, man, he's like, we've been friends a long time. I said, he seems nice, and I said, what does he do? I don't know. Is he married? I don't know.
As Steve would say, those are chick questions.
Yeah, exactly. Does he have kids? I don't know.
Been friends for a long time.
I know. I said, I thought you were friends. Where are you? He's a great friend, you know? So they have these funny relationships. But I don't think they would ever understand those women who will become friends with you
mm-hmm.
as frenemies.
Keep your enemies close. Yeah. No, keep your friends close, your mm-hmm. enemies closer.
Mm-hmm. And so that's what I thought about, because this really does fit a lot of that, the difference between the fake girl and the real girl. It's the friend and the not friend, you know. It's, mm-hmm. it definitely exists between women, and it's sad.
And some examples are a fake girlfriend suggests we should grab drinks. A real one pours one for you.
Mm-hmm.
A fake girl takes you to the club. Real girls stay in with you.
Mm-hmm.
Fake girls are afraid they won't please everybody. Real girls aren't afraid to please themselves. Fake girls want the gossip. Real girls want to hear your side of the story.
Mm-hmm.
So I, those girls drive me insane.
Right.
Insane.
Right. Although I have to admit, there's people that I don't like, and I'll do the whole gossip thing. I will. I mean, I'm not, I would love to sit here and say, oh no, I would never do that. No, that's not true.
We've all been guilty of it, mm-hmm. but there are those people that I don't know why I keep wasting my time.
Yeah, and one thing that you really pay attention to, if somebody's talking crap about their so-called friends, they're talking about you too.
Right.
You know, mm-hmm. you're not in the room. They are talking about you. And that's something I've started to really pay attention to is, you know, if you can talk about your friends that way, I don't think I want to be your friend.
Right. Mm. Fake girls go to concerts for the booze and real girls go for the music.
Mm-hmm.
Fake girls are the cubic zirconia of friendships. Real girls are the diamonds in the rough.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Do you have any to add?
No, I don't think so. But I think we could revisit this next time. Next time I guest on, and I could bring.
Why is that?
Because I think I could bring more stuff.
I think you could too.
Well, and plus, I told you that on my blog, one thing I want to address is that competition between mm-hmm. women.
And it's bad. Mm-hmm. It's bad. I think it affects my openness to women mm-hmm. as friends. Like, I'm very skittish.
Right.
Because they're going to stab me in the back.
And I have wonderful, amazing girlfriends mm-hmm. that I've had for a long time. And I have wonderful, amazing girlfriends I've met recently.
Mm-hmm.
I've never actually been the source of extreme competition or judgment with women until Facebook.
Yeah.
That's been a whole different thing.
It's because people get on there and they can be that way. Mm-hmm. They might be that not be like that to your face, but they feel safe.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of things wrong with Facebook. Yeah,
I think that too. And I also think there's a lot of women who are out there. There's a lot of men and women that are looking for relationships on there, and or dating or booty calls or whatever they're doing. And it's an interesting.
Facebook was scary when I was single. I did not like it. But mm-hmm. Don't direct message me. I wish you could block it.
Mm-hmm.
Block direct messages. If you want to talk to me, talk out in the open where all my friends can see.
Yeah, and I still, even though it's really clear that I have a boyfriend, and I think most people know that my boyfriend is absolutely enormous and a little bit possessive, mm-hmm. but I'll still get these, you know, I'll still get emails. Well, how serious is your relationship? Or he wouldn't know. And I'm like, I would know.
Right.
So, yeah, it's a little mind-boggling to me. And then with a lot of them, I'm like, you don't even know me.
Right.
You've never even met me.
They think they know you.
Yeah. I'm like, you have no idea who I am. Just seriously, just be grateful that Zach took me off the market because I am difficult.
So. I think that's a great place to wrap up.
Yeah.
Because that was an awesome line. Be thankful that my boyfriend took me off the market because I am difficult. It's a long quote, but that's a classic. And next time we'll talk about some of the friends you need to eliminate from your life. So we'll save that.
That sounds good.
And you'll add to that. I'm so excited that you came back, and you'll be back.
I'm so excited you had me again. Yeah, absolutely.
And where can people find you?
Well, on Facebook, but I don't know what is my face. I have no idea what my
Carrie McLeod.
Carrie McLeod on Facebook, and then I will by the next time I come, I'll have new blog.
Mm-hmm. Yes. All right. Well, and if you want to be on the podcast, I am booking for September. Carrie will be back, and the other weeks aren't booked yet because I'm taking my time. I don't know. I don't know. I'm procrastinating. But September, if you want to come in, then just email me, pinkbarb27@yahoo.com. Thank you, Carrie.
Thank you for having me, Janet.
We're going to take a selfie, and I'm going to post it.
No, not today.
Okay. Next time.
Next time.
All right. Bye.
Bye.